points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits. At Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com. That's the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conductor Claudio Abbado, and a lively march in B-flat major by Sergei Prokofiev to kick things off in our noon hour of classical music here on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you, keeping the music going. With, in this noon hour, some more Russian music when the Moscow Symphony has a suite from a Grand Russian opera by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, which told the story of an ancient city spared from invasion by an all-pervading, all-encompassing fog. Later we'll hear a suite from the Invisible City of Kitesh. That, along with the Hartley Trio and an English fantasy trio in A minor, all ahead of us here on Kansas Public Radio. Next up, we bring you the Hungarian Philharmonic and conductor Antal Doráty to hear one of the many and an early symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 25, that was written around the year of 1763, right around the time that Haydn had secured his, up till then, best job, and something that would define his career, being made Kapellmeister of the House of Prince Nicholas Esterházy of Hungary. Symphony No. 25 in C with the Hungarian Philharmonic, next on Kansas Public Radio. An early symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, one composed in 1763, Symphony No. 25 in C major, performed by the Hungarian Philharmonic, conductor Antal Doráty, today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:22. And ahead in the second half of the hour, we've got a suite from a Grand Russian opera by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, suite from the Invisible City of Kitesh, a bit later with the Moscow Symphony here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting horn player, jazz pianist, and composer Chris Comer in concert, featuring works by Brahms, Massenet, Vivian Lee, and Comer, Thursday, February 12th at the 1900 building. More at BachAriaSoloists.com. And Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, sky is cloudy, about 22 degrees, and we're getting a little bit of a light snow flurry. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll have chilly temperatures this evening with a low of minus 2, with wind chills as cold as minus 9. Chilly temperatures for Saturday, sunny skies and a high of around 18, a 20% chance of snow for Saturday night. We'll hear a performance next by members of the Hartley Trio and the music by composer John Ireland. He was an English composer, born in 1879, an alumni of the Royal College of Music, and then later a teacher there, where he would instruct the likes of Ernest John Moran and even Benjamin Britten. From Ireland, we have for you a short fantasy trio in A minor on Kansas Public Radio. A fantasy trio in A minor by English composer John Ireland. Performance by the Hartley Trio today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:35 now. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, and we've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Later on tonight, it's Friday, and I'm guessing you know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. That's from 7 to 9 this evening, and on tonight's program, we return to the Western, with music from horse operas like Virginia City, The Last Train from Gun Hill, The Alamo, and more. Daryl Brogdon has film music for you tonight, Film Music Friday is from 7 to 9 this evening here on KPR. We've got a performance for you by the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conductor Igor Golovshin. And the music is by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, a suite from an opera of his from 1907, arguably his finest opera, referred to by some as the Russian Parsifal. This is an opera that tells the story of an ancient city spared from the ravages of a Tartar invasion when, as if by miracle, a mass of golden fog envelops and shrouds the city in darkness, hiding it from the eyes of the enemy. We'll hear music from the invisible city of Kitesh next on Kansas Public Radio. A suite from the 1907 opera The Invisible City of Kitesh, music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, performed by the Moscow Symphony, led by Igor Golovshin, here on KPR.
Winner of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Some music that you may well have recognized by Gustav Holst from The Planets. We heard Venus, Bringer of Peace, as played by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Adrian Leeper here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Coming up this hour, we've got the musicians of I Virtuosi Italiani with a concerto from an Italian composer, known largely for his work composing music for the movies, the films of Fellini, and most famous here in the United States for writing the music to The Godfather. Yes, coming up later, music by Nino Rota and his bassoon concerto in just a bit on Kansas Public Radio during classical music on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Neuvon House of Lawrence, which offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvonhouse.com. It was yesterday afternoon, right around this time, that we had a chance to hear a wind serenade from a Venezuelan composer by the name of Reynaldo Hahn. Born in Caracas in the late 19th century, but came over to Paris in the early 20th century, where he had a chance to learn music from some of the greats at the Paris Conservatory. We're in the mood for a little bit more of his music and a bit of chamber music written in 1921 that demonstrates Reynaldo's natural melodic sense and his ability to perfectly balance the instruments. We've got a piano quintet in F-sharp minor with a Parisian quartet and pianist Alexander Tarot next on KPR. Chamber music composed in 1921 from composer Reynaldo Hahn, considered mainly a French composer, although born in Caracas, Venezuela, in the late 19th century. His piano quintet in F-sharp minor, performed by the Parisian Quartet and pianist Alexander Tarot, here on KPR. Where the time is 1:40, 20 minutes to go until our next NPR news update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting horn player, jazz pianist, and composer Chris Comer in concert, featuring works by Brahms, Massenet, Vivian Lee, and Comer on Thursday, February 12th at the 1900 building. More at BachAriaSoloists.com. KPR is going to be throwing a big party at the end of February to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. On February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence, Kansas, we've got live music by Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica cocktail. Check out the complete schedule of events at kansaspublicradio.org. We're ready for a performance of I Virtuosi Italiani and music from an Italian composer, a 20th century Italian composer, known mainly for his work in the movies. We have music by Nino Rota, Italian film composer who worked closely writing the music for the films of Fellini and Visconti, and here in the United States, he's most famous for writing the music for The Godfather Trilogy. We have some of his concert works in the KPR Music Library, and I've pointed out before how much of a contrast there is between his concert works and music for The Godfather. What we'll hear is a bassoon concerto written in 1977. That's a very positive and cheerful sounding work. We'll listen to I Virtuosi Italiani with conductor Marzio Conti and the bassoon played by Paolo Carlini on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1977, a bassoon concerto from the Italian film composer Nino Rota. And a performance by I Virtuosi Italiani, Marzio Conti, the conductor, and the bassoon played by Paolo Carlini. It's about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. And more wonderful classical music awaits you in the next hour.
NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU, in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org.
Live from NPR, listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Another visit this afternoon from the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony and conductor Adrian Lieper there with a country dance from a stage production known as Nell Gwyn from English composer Edward Gurman here on Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for a Friday afternoon. In store for you, I'm Jeff Watson. Before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m., we've got a special treat for you. A bit of music from the KPR archives that I don't think I've ever played for you before. A Japanese tune for viola and piano called Song of the Seashore. That'll be followed up with Edouard Lalo and his piano concerto. Just ahead on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Not quite done yet with orchestral dances. We've got next the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels and music from Belgian composer Jan Bloks, a collection of Flemish dances with the conductor Alexander Rabari on Kansas Public Radio. Five Flemish Dances for Orchestra by composer Jan Bloks of Belgium, and played by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conductor Alexander Rabari, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:22 is the time, and in just a few minutes we'll have along the Stuttgart Philharmonic and a beautiful French piano concerto. Work from composer Edouard Lalo, author of the fantastic Symphonie Espagnole, is piano concerto just around the corner here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy skies, 21 degrees. Chilly temperatures are in store for us tonight. Things are going to drop to -3 with cold wind chills, as cold as -10. There's a chance of flurries for tomorrow. Temperatures only around 18 for Saturday, and about a 20% chance of flurries and a little snow for Saturday night. Next on KPR, we have a little chamber music for viola and piano. This is quite a treat because it's one of the favorite things that you can find in the KPR music library, a little gem that I don't think we've ever played for you before. Music from a Japanese composer by the name of Tamazo Narita, and a tune called Song of the Seashore, from the 1996 album Viola Bouquet, featuring Nobuko Imai, who performs alongside pianist Roland Pontanet, next on KPR. Nobuko Imai playing viola alongside pianist Roland Pontanet in a Japanese tune from composer Tamazo Narita. It was called Song of the Seashore here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and 3 o'clock brings us All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later tonight from 7 to 9, Film Music Friday with our host Daryl Brogdon. Tonight, we return to the Western with music from horse operas like Virginia City, Last Train from Gun Hill, The Alamo, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 here on KPR. And speaking of Daryl Brogdon, the Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be celebrating 30 years on the air at the end of February on the 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas. And you're invited. Join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We have a beautiful piano concerto of the Romantic time for you next. Music composed in the late 19th century, the final concerto of French composer Edouard Lalo, in a piece that is by turns impassioned and meditative. His piano concerto in F minor, here with the Stuttgart Philharmonic and pianist Marilyn Doss on KPR. Piano concerto in F minor, and one of the final concertos of French composer Edouard Lalo, played here by the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra with pianist Marilyn Doss. Just about 3 p.m. now, and All Things Considered from NPR News is up ahead. Later on this evening, don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with a program all about the Westerns. Tonight with host Daryl Brogdon from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. And indeed, all this week, we'll visit again with more classical music to enjoy at noon on Monday. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.